Humboldt County's Planning Commission is divided on a key marijuana odor mitigation policy, and one commissioner has said he'll vote against a new commercial marijuana production ordinance unless it's removed. The policy is now the most divisive aspect of the new ordinance, but the Garberville-Redway Community Planning Area is exempt from it due to the local prevalence of the marijuana industry. A debate on odor setbacks for marijuana grows was revisited during a December 7th commission hearing. Up for review is the draft of the county's revised ordinance, whose environmental impact report cites odor as a significant and unavoidable impact of approving outdoor grow permits. In a close vote at the commission's previous hearing on the draft ordinance, a majority of commissioners favored retroactive application of new standards for outdoor marijuana grows within 1,000 feet of community planning area boundaries, municipal spheres of influence, and tribal areas. Under the commission majority's recommendation, outdoor grows in those areas would have to be moved 600 feet away from nearby residences or into enclosed structures. Commissioner Kevin McKenney described the requirement as a mechanism to address a troublesome impact.
We have an environmental document that says that we have a problem with odor, not being able to mitigate it to less than significant. The only thing that's been put out there for us to do for the folks that are out there is to say to have some additional setbacks. So what happened was we settled on a 600 feet in these areas. This is, again, a land use ordinance, and the fact is we're trying to get it to where these land use items are dealt with and the mitigation measures are looked at. The original ordinance was done on a baseline environmental negative deck. What I said at that time, and still would say again, is that the baseline was actually out there, not in here. It was actually happening out, further out. But now you're saying, well, we can do it right next to these cities. And that's where we've had the problems with the people. And the people don't like this. That's what, all the testimony we've had is that they don't like the odor. Now, we've had testimony that says you can change the odor and this and that. I would say to people that think that this is no big deal, if you had a dead skunk underneath your house, then you'd think that was a big deal.
But the setback itself isn't as divisive as the commission majority's recommendation to apply it to cultivation sites that have been approved, as well as those in the process of being permitted. Commissioner Ben Shepherd has repeatedly said that he finds the retroactive application to be disturbing because it changes the conditions that permit seekers applied under and, in a few cases, had their permits approved under. About 300 permit applications would be affected by the retroactively implemented requirement. It has emerged because the odor issues have drawn complaints and lawsuit threats. During a public comment session, Tara Carver, the executive director of the Humboldt County Growers Alliance, highlighted the effects on permit applicants, saying, quote, "It's cost prohibitive and takes them out of the game." Shepherd strongly agreed. The issue was discussed in this exchange between Shepherd and McKenney.
I'm hearing people say they have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars just getting to this point. And I've heard up to $400,000 in just engineering and all that. And we have just dropped a huge group of people into jeopardy because we're saying that they may need to come back before us and we may have new conditions for them, for those applicants of 1.0. Oh, you see where I am on this. I can't get away from it, folks. I absolutely think this is unfair. I will not vote for this ordinance if this language is in it.
Yeah, we heard that earlier from you, Ben, and I'll point out to you that this, we talked about this at the last meeting. We also said that of the 300, it was 300 folks that are in the use permit process, in the special permit process, and in the zoning clearance process. The folks that are in the zoning clearance process have not spent $400,000 on engineering. The concept of the zoning clearance process was to be simplistic at best. Now, we've got to get through the fluff and get to the what's really happening here, okay? The fact is that it is incumbent upon us to work towards something that is less than significant in the environmental aspect of this. And that's what we're working here for. We've had a lot of testimony about this.
Commissioner Noah Levy agreed with Shepard, saying, quote, "I'm deeply troubled by this decision." He said the rule change is, quote, "really drastic," and disputed McKinney's contention that staff-approved permits cost significantly less. The commission moved on, but discussion on the issue reemerged later in the hearing. Planning staff was directed to do additional work on it. The commission will revisit the policy at its meeting this week, and what's ahead was discussed in this exchange between Commission Chair Bob Morris and Shepard.
They are hot-button issues. I think alternative 9 last time we took several votes to come up with a 4-3, so it was a close vote. And, you know, tonight you heard, you know, I think both Commissioner Levy and Commissioner Shepard, you know, basically not be in favor of this retroactivity. I think those are issues we need to really hone in on next time, because they're very, very important. And so I think you know, whatever the staff can do to give us some kind of a clear outline for us to hit on those points, because you know, when we revisit those, I hope we have more of a quorum, hopefully a full quorum, rather a full board to hear those on. Ben?
And I would ask, we've had such good public input that is all through this process. I would ask people in the public who potentially could be affected by this to come in and explain to us the consequences of our decisions. I think that's incredibly important.
The hearing will continue at the Commission's December 14th meeting. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.